this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Money, Donna. M-O-N-E-Y.
It's not just money. It's also
broccoli.
Tahiti.
Tahiti?
Get a car.
A car?
I got laid off.
You got fired?
Excuse me.
Yes, what is it?
My name is George Barkley. I have an appointment with Mr. Conworth.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
Yes, Miss King, what is it?
There's a Mr. Broccoli out here to see you.
That's Barkley.
Oh, yes. Tell him I'll be right with him.
Very good, sir.
Clay.
I beg your pardon?
My name is George Barkley. You said Broccoli.
Oh.
It really, really doesn't matter.
Have a seat.
Okay.
Mr. Conworth will be with you in a moment.
Thanks. I guess I'm a little nervous. See, I've been hoping for a promotion and raise, but I was still surprised by Mr. Conworth's call. Isn't that funny how you react when something you want actually happens? Well, anyway, I guess it doesn't really matter when he calls so long as I'm there to answer, right?
Yes, Mr. Conworth.
Send him in, Miss King.
Very good, sir. You can go in now, Mr. Broccoli.
Never mind.
So, how much more money will Dad be getting, Mom?
Jimmy?
What?
That's not a very polite question to ask.
Oh. How much more money will Father be getting, Mother?
Well, I suppose it will be the appropriate amount for his promotion.
Oh, come on. That's a cop-out.
It's the only answer I have, Jimmy. I don't know how much more he'll be making. Oh, don't use those. Set out the good glasses.
What kind of promotion is it, Mom?
Well, right now your dad is manager of quality control, and he wants to be director of quality control.
Does that mean he'll have more people working for him?
No, I don't think so.
But he'll get lots of executive perks, right?
I doubt it.
Will he at least get a bigger office?
Not to my knowledge.
Why does he want this promotion again?
Money, Donna. M-O-N-E-Y.
It's not just money. It's also recognition. A promotion means that the company feels your services are valuable and that you're a valued member of their team.
Where'd you hear that?
Your father told it to me last night.
So, what are you gonna do with your share, Donna?
My share? Of what?
Dad's raise. It means a raise for the rest of us, too. You know, increased allowances, more money for extra chores.
Can you believe this guy, Mom?
Oh, right. Like you haven't been thinking the same thing.
It never even entered my mind.
Yeah, that's why I saw you throwing out a bunch of your clothes this afternoon.
Donna!
I wasn't throwing them out. I was sorting them out.
Into a trash bag?
To go to the orphanage. Okay, maybe I do want some new clothes. And since I'm gonna get my learner's permit in a few months, it'd also be great to get a car.
A car?
For someone who hasn't been thinking about it, you sure have it pretty thought out.
How about you, Mom? You have any plans?
Well, I admit that having some extra money around is gonna be nice. I mean, the kitchen needs remodeling, and I'd like for us to go on a really nice vacation.
Where to?
Tahiti.
Tahiti?
Well, I can dream, can't I? What about you, Jimmy?
Yeah, you're the one who brought it up. What are you going to do with your share?
Well, I was going to say a new bike and a baseball glove, but now I've changed my mind.
Oh, there's your dad now. Now, come on. Shh, line up.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow.
How much of a raise did you get?
Jimmy.
Thanks, everyone, but I wish I hadn't gone to so much trouble.
What trouble? It's just a little song.
Besides, you deserve it, Dad.
How did it go today? Did you see Mr. Conworth?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
So, what's your new title?
Yeah, and how big of a raise did you get?
Jimmy?
Not a very big one, I'm afraid. In fact, I didn't get a raise at all.
What?
Oh, man.
You didn't get the promotion?
No.
Well, Didn't you get anything?
Yes. I got laid off. I don't have a job.
You got fired?
Not fired, laid off.
What's the difference?
Not much, I guess.
What happened, George?
Well, the company is closing the Odyssey plan and moving it to a place called Hope, Arkansas. Anyway, my job is being phased out. I guess they have plenty of managers in Hope.
Oh, George, I'm so sorry.
I can't believe you're taking this so calmly.
Yeah, don't you realize what this means?
Yes, we do, but there's no need to panic.
I think panic is very appropriate.
We're gonna be destitute.
We are not.
I've seen the evening news. People lose their jobs and never get them back. They end up taking in laundry and ironing or begging in front of grocery stores. And I saw one report where some people were living on pigeons and squirrels in the park.
Really? Cool. I'll get my slingshot.
No, you won't. Now that's enough. Donna, you're blowing everything way out of proportion. Things are not as bad as you're making them out to be. Now I want you both to go in and get ready for supper. Go on now.
All right. Yeah. I can't believe this is happening. I don't know what we're going to do.
George?
Jimmy?
You go ahead, Mary. I'm not very hungry.
George, I know this is a shock right now, but it'll work out. We just need to regroup and think things through, okay? Come on, let's eat.
I hope you're right, Mary.
Doo-doo-doo. There we go. Shirt number 200.
Mom, we're home.
Now, why are you kids home so early?
Oh, we got run off by the police again.
You know, they don't like us begging at City Hall.
Well, how much did you get before they ran you off?
Between us, nearly $5.
Not bad. I just finished ironing 200 shirts.
At a nickel a piece? That's $10.
Uh-huh. And as soon as I finish this load of the Wilson's laundry, we'll have another $5.
That's $20 today. Pretty good haul, Mom.
Yeah, but that's gotta go to pay off our bills.
You mean we can't buy food again?
Oh, I'm afraid not, sweetheart. Hey, but don't you worry. Your father's bringing home something.
Hey, where is everybody?
Out here, George.
Hey, Dad, how did the hunting go?
The pickings mighty slim out in the park, but I did manage to bag this squirrel.
That looks more like a rat, Dad.
Squirrel, rat, it's meat, ain't it? Fire up the stew pot, Mary. We're gonna eat tonight.
All right.
No. No, we can't. We can't.
George,
no.
George,
no.
Wake up, George.
Mary.
You're having a nightmare.
Yeah.
What was it?
I remember when Donna said that we were going to be destitute? Well, I just dreamed it. You were taking in laundry, the kids were begging, and I was bringing home rats for supper.
It's over now, George. It was just a dream.
All right. Just a dream.
What's the matter?
Ever since I finished college, I've had a job. This is the first time in my life I've ever been out of work. I don't know how to react or what to do.
George, you'll find another job.
But what if I can't? What if I can't provide for all of you anymore? What do we do then?
Oh, honey. Give me your hand.
My hand? Why?
Because we're going to do what we should have done when you first came home. We're going to pray.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Lord God, you know our situation right now, and we're all nervous about it. But we want to trust you. Help George to find another job, the one you want him to have. Protect us, provide for us, and just take care of us, Father, the way you've always taken care of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jimmy, Donna, hurry it up. Breakfast is almost ready.
Okay, Mom. Come on, Donna. Give someone else a chance in there. I want to brush my hair.
Come in, then. I'm almost done.
Wow. Oh, you look terrible.
Thank you very much.
No, seriously. Are you feeling okay?
I didn't sleep very well last night.
Hey, What have I been telling you about looking in the mirror before you go to bed?
Ha ha, very funny. I couldn't stop thinking about Dad and his job.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You couldn't sleep either?
No, I could sleep. I just know what you mean.
What's gonna happen to us, Jimmy?
Well, Dad'll find another job, I guess.
Yeah, but what if it takes a really long time?
Well, Dad said he has a month's severance pay.
What if it takes longer than a month? What do we do then?
I don't know.
I wish we were bringing in our own money. Well, then it wouldn't matter if Dad was working or not.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we bring in our own money?
How?
The same way Dad does.
You mean get jobs?
Yeah.
I don't think I like the sound of this.
No, really, it'll be great. We'll get jobs, go to work, get yelled at by the boss, come home really grouchy and complain about the rat race. Just like Dad.
Now I know I don't like the sound of this.
Look, Donna, if you don't want to have to depend on Dad for money, we don't have much of a choice. Unless you know some long-lost rich relative or something.
In our family? Are you kidding?
Besides, instead of complaining, maybe we should be trying to help out, huh?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, let's go tell Mom and Dad. So Jimmy and I thought that maybe we should try to get jobs.
That's very mature.
Yeah, mature.
We just want to help out in this crisis. In fact, as much as this pains me to say, I'm even willing to quit school in order to help out.
Well, I don't think we need to make that sacrifice just yet, Jimmy, but thanks for the offer.
I'm very proud of both of you.
Then we can do it?
George?
Well, sure, why not?
We'll start looking after school.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do the same thing myself.
You're gonna go to work?
Don't sound so surprised. I've done it before, you know.
That was a long time ago, Mom. Are you sure you still remember how to do it?
I think it'll come back to me.
Now listen. I think it's great that you're all willing to do this. I just want you to be aware of what might happen. Don't be disappointed if you're not hired right away. You might have to look several places. The key to finding a job is persistence.
I'm sure we'll do fine.
Yeah, look out, job market. Here come the Barclays.
Well, your resume looks really good, George, but I'm afraid we just don't need any more people right now.
I understand you.
We'll keep you in our files, though.
Thanks.
Guess what, everybody? I got a job today.
All right. Way to go.
I was checking out the job board at City Hall when I ran into an old friend. She told me the head of City Parks was looking for a new recreation director, and I went in to talk to him, and he gave me the job. I start tomorrow.
That's great.
The position involves a lot of computer technology, George. I'm afraid you just don't have that kind of experience.
You mean I'm underqualified?
Yes.
I'm a quick learner.
Sorry.
Mom? Mom?
Your mom's at work, honey.
Oh, yeah. Well, you won't believe what happened. I just got a job.
That's great, Donna.
Yeah. You're now looking at a part-time stock clerk for Melman's Fashions. And it was the first place I applied, too.
Really? Well, how about that? So how about it, Dale?
Well, I want to help you out, George, but the Odyssey Times just isn't that big of a newspaper. I can't afford somebody with your experience.
You mean I'm overqualified?
I'm afraid so.
Dad! Dad!
Hi, Jimmy.
You'll never guess what just happened.
You got a job.
Yeah! How'd you know? I'm gonna deliver papers for the Odyssey Times.
The Odyssey Times. Well, that's great, Jimmy. Just great. Morning, everybody.
Morning, honey.
Breakfast ready?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid it's going to have to be help yourself this morning, George. I didn't have time to fix anything.
Oh.
I can't believe we all got jobs this week, and all on the first try.
Yeah. Hey, I guess it kind of blows your theory about persistence out of the water, doesn't it, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it does. So, what are you doing, Mary?
Well, I was just tallying up all of our salaries to see how we're making out.
Oh. Well, what's the bad news?
Actually, it's not that bad. Among the three of us, we're going to do all right.
Really?
Yeah. If we tighten our belts, we should be able to pay all our bills, no problem.
All right.
The Barclay machine comes through again.
Well, sounds like you three have done pretty good for yourselves.
Yeah, well, we won't be making as much money as you made or as you will make when you get another job, but I...
Don't, Mary. Don't downplay your accomplishments because of me. Look, I'm glad you've all done so well. At least somebody in this family has. Now, if you excuse me, I have an appointment at the unemployment office.
George.
I'll see you tonight.
Did I just miss something?
Yeah. It sounded like Dad was upset that we're going to be okay.
Well, in a way, he was, sweetheart.
Huh?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but a job means more to your dad than just a place to earn money. It's a part of who he is. It gives him a sense of identity and self-worth. Without it, he feels like a nobody.
Poor Dad. I wish there was a way we could make him feel better.
You know, maybe there is.
Next.
Yes, I was wondering if you
take
could...
this form, have a seat in those chairs over there, fill it out, then take it to window D. One of our counselors will call you. Next!
But I was wondering if I could
Sir, I said next.
Right. What a happy, friendly place. Excuse me, is the seat taken?
Nah, knock yourself out.
Thanks.
First time?
Is it that obvious?
Yep. First timers always have this look about them. Kind of like a deer that's caught in the headlights. Don't worry. You'll get used to the place.
I hope I won't have to.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been coming?
6 months.
6 months?
Yep.
You seem pretty relaxed about it.
Well, I don't know about relaxed. I mean, I look for work every day, but good Lord has taken care of me and my family so far.
Really?
Sure. I mean, we don't always get what we want, but we get what we need. And sometimes just in the nick of time. Our daily bread, you know? Give us just what we need to live from day to day, Lord.
Isn't that kind of nerve-wracking?
Well, it was at first, but I don't know, now it's kind of interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah, you know, to see how God's going to do it. It's done wonders for our prayer life. We get down on our knees and we say, Lord, you know what's going on. We just put everything in your hands. And then we just watch it how God works things out.
My wife and I have prayed that same prayer, but I just can't bring myself to feel the way you feel.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I hate being unemployed. I hate having to come down here. On the other hand, I thank God we live in a country that helps people in our situation.
Our situation.
You know, there's something else, too. You see, there's something incredible about being in a position where you're more dependent on God. You know what I'm talking about? It makes me realize how great He really is, how in control He is. And that's what gives me peace. And look, it's not something you can conjure up. God's got to do it.
You're saying what I always thought I believed.
Well, sometimes it takes a humbling experience like this to prove it.
Number 42. Number 42.
Well, that's my number. Listen, I hope things work out for you and your family.
Yeah. You too.
Oh, hey.
Yeah?
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm home. Hey, anybody here?
Come in and have a seat, Mr. Barclay.
Mr. Barclay? Isn't that a little... What is this?
The offices of Barclay Co.
Please sit, Mr. Barclay.
Okay. May I ask why I've been called here?
Well, we've been looking over your qualifications, resume and such.
Yes, and while we feel that there is some room for, well, improvement in certain areas...
Mainly in the mowing the lawn department.
We nonetheless feel that you are perfect for the job.
I see. What job was this again?
Managing director.
Ah,
You see, we're a growing business concern, and we have come to the conclusion that we don't have the skills to properly manage ourselves.
So we've decided to hire you to perform that task. Your duties will include balancing all accounts, monitoring quality control, and general administrative scheduling.
We hope you'll take the position, Mr. Barclay. We offer an outstanding benefits package.
Really? And what kind of benefits would those be?
Unconditional support from a family who loves you.
That and unlimited coffee breaks.
Are displays of affection included in that package?
Displays of affection?
Yes. You know, hugs, that sort of thing.
Come on,
I don't know. Do you think we should dial that?
Okay, I believe we can manage that.
Well then, I don't see how I can refuse. I accept your offer, and I'd like to take advantage of some of those benefits immediately, if you don't mind.
I think we can accommodate you.
Then if you'll show me where the coffee pot is, I'll
have coffee.
Oh, you thought I was asking about the hugs?
Oh, get him! Come here, Ted.
Do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" or "What shall we wear?" Your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these shall be added to you. These words, found in Matthew 6:31-33, are some of the most comforting Jesus ever spoke. If your family is going through a rough time, read this scripture and remember, God loves and cares about you. Our Daily Bread was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.